With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel's killing of Yahya Sinwar, Hamas's top leader and mastermind of the group's October 7, 2023 attack, is a dramatic turning point in the brutal year-long war that it touched off. Correspondent Joe Fetterman reports the death is a big blow for Hamas.
Sinwar was a strong leader, and most of the group's leadership has been wiped out during the war, as well as many, if not most, of its fighting forces. Israeli leaders say that now is the time for Hamas to surrender and to release the remaining hostages it is still holding.
The killing could set the stage of how the remainder of the war plays out or even prompt its conclusion, depending on how Israel and Hamas choose to proceed. A rare copy of the U.S. Constitution that was signed and sent to states to ratify has been sold at an auction in North Carolina for $9 million. The document was found inside a filing cabinet at a property once owned by the former North Carolina governor. Seth Caller, a historic document appraiser and collector, says this document is very special.
This is a ratification copy of the United States Constitution, actually signed by the one person who had to sign it, Charles Thompson, to be sent out to the states and give the people the chance to approve or disapprove of this new proposed government.
Only 8 of the copies are known to still exist, and the copy being sold by Brunk Auctions in Asheville is the only known privately held copy. Bidding just took over 7 minutes, with bidding coming in at $50,000 intervals, mostly over the phone. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 161 points, the Nasdaq rose 6. This is SRN News. A Colorado church is turned down by the Supreme Court.
Grace Bible Fellowship of Brighton sued the state over its pandemic restrictions, which placed greater limitations on houses of worship than on other secular institutions. Lower courts ruled against the congregation, and now its appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court has been rejected, leaving the lower court rulings in place. A number of churches across the country have been fighting coronavirus restrictions in court, arguing that should another pandemic break out, it should be handled differently. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. has fined German airline Lufthansa $4 million for its treatment of a group of Jewish passengers who were denied boarding a 2022 flight in Frankfurt after they had flown to Germany from New York. The Transportation Department says most of the 128 passengers who were denied boarding wore distinctive clothing typically worn by Orthodox Jewish men. Lufthansa denies the charges. This is SRN News. Another record-breaking day on Wall Street.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street after some more encouraging news on the economy. The S&P 500 finished virtually unchanged Thursday. The index was hovering around its all-time high for much of the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 161 points to the record high it set the day before. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite was close to flat. Gains for chip stocks and the insurance company Travelers helped to offset losses for Google's parent company and Elevance Health. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. That came after reports showed that U.S. shoppers spent more at retailers and fewer workers applied for unemployment. Seth Sutel, New York.
The average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. moved higher for the third week in a row and reached the highest level since late August. That according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.